We are on the line with my friend Melissa Troutman from the American Red Cross. Howdy.
Hi, good morning, Chad.
I know you guys are hopping because of all this crazy flooding because of these crazy amounts of rain.
Yes, we are. We're swimming in it, Chad.
So I know the American Red Cross is already at work. You guys have already opened shelters in the tri-state area because a lot of families are displaced.
Yes, we currently have 5 shelters open and serving our neighbors and friends in our region, and we have many more on standby. When the call for help arises, our volunteers and shelters are ready to open.
So let's talk about those shelters. Where are they?
There is a shelter open in Evansville at the American Red Cross office. It's at 29 South Stockwell Road. There's a shelter open in Rockport, Indiana, at Trinity United Methodist Church. There's a shelter open in Princeton, Indiana, at the American Red Cross office, 312 West State Street. We have a shelter open in Henderson County in Kentucky. It's at Community Baptist Church, 1026 Pebble Creek Drive in Henderson. And there is a shelter open in Jasper at St. Joseph Catholic Church at 1029 Kendick Street in Jasper.
So Evansville, Rockport, Princeton, Henderson, and Jasper. If folks out there in our listening area are seeking shelter, what's the best way for them to get to you?
They can call us. They can call our local office at 683-2438. That's the 270 area code. They can log on to tristateredcross.org and click on disaster information. As additional shelters open, they will be listed there. We do have additional shelters on alert in just about every county in your listening area.
Well, here's the thing, too. When something like this happens, when Mother Nature strikes and causes damage, there are always folks out there who are unaffected, who want to roll up their sleeves and help. What can folks do who are listening to help the Red Cross right now?
Well, Chad, I'm so glad you asked, because currently the Red Cross does need everyone's help. We are looking for financial contributions to help families affected by the flooding. We have a lot of buying power being the Red Cross. And so when those financial contributions come in, we can make that money go so very far to meet the needs of the people.
And those needs are vast. I mean, we're talking about shelter. We're talking about food and clothing and blankets and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Many people who are displaced from their home also have medical needs. You know, they might need medication. They might not have access to their durable medical goods, walkers, canes. You know, we never know what a family is going to need. And that's why we're appealing to the community to send their contributions so that when those needs arise, we're available to help and we have the resources needed.
Yeah, you mentioned those medical needs. I know Evelyn McCarty, who also works with Red Cross, was in the studio yesterday, and she was saying that's a really important thing to take with you if you have to go to a shelter, because you really should take certain things along. And if you have medications, that's like the top of the list.
It most definitely is. And I was going to mention that the other thing you can find at tristateredcross.org, when you click on the disaster information link, you can find ways to be prepared for disasters. There's going to be a flooding tip sheet that you can download. It gives you information about being Red Cross ready, talks about, you know, how to prepare for power outages, tornado safety. There is a wealth of information there. I recommend everyone go there right now with all of the erratic weather we've been having recently. It provides just valuable information that everyone needs to be ready and prepared.
Well, Melissa, we really appreciate what the American Red Cross is doing. It's great to know that you guys are always in our corner.
Well, thank you so much, Chad, and we so very much appreciate you guys. You're always there to support us.
Yeah, and please keep us updated. If more shelters open or you guys need more things from our listeners, please let us know. We'll pass it along, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.